嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam Badham.
你为什么要这么说？
Because today we are talking about rhyme.
对，押韵啊。
It's rhyme time.
It's rhyme time, 又是一个押韵的。在英语里面呢，有很多非常短小的句子或者说法，他们很押韵，而且呢，分享了很多 life lessons, 人生的哲理。
It's really interesting because these phrases we are talking about today, they're actually called aphorisms.
Aphorism.
Now, this is a word that probably a lot of native speakers have heard, but they might not know exactly what this word means. But they do know exactly what all of these phrases we're going to talk about mean.
是的，那今天我们说的这些 aphorism 就是人生格言啊，都是非常常用的。And because they rhyme, I think they're kind of easy to learn and remember.
They're easy to learn, easy to remember, and there have also been lots of studies on kind of whether or not they're easy to trust.
好的，那也希望大家喜欢今天所有我们分享的这些 aphorisms, 这些小格言。好，你可以到我们的微信公众号去收藏这些格言的文字版本，请关注开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。好，那除了我们的双语脱口秀呢，如果你想把英语学得更扎实，提高更快的话，大家也可以了解一下开言的会员课程。我们有一个非常丰富完整的课程库，除了有北美主播为你精讲的课程以外呢，还有微信学习群，每天有班主任监督你学，大家可以下载 APP 或者到公众号免费试用。 OK Adam, 我们今天第一个要分享的这个押韵的小格言我非常喜欢，而且对于结婚的特别男士来
I think also a lot of people probably know this one already. Very good one. Happy wife, happy life.
It's so true.
Yeah, if your wife is not happy, it might make your life miserable.
好 ,happy wife, happy life. 我觉得这也不用讲太多了啦，叫太太开心，你的这个生活就很开心很顺利，是吧？
That's right, that's right.
而且对于结婚的朋友，我还有一个感悟，就是 it's more important to be happy than to be right.
Okay, that's wise words.
对，好，那今天第二条说的格言，其实是接下来我们要分享的好几条格言都是 inspire you to work hard.
That's right. So this one is fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. 好，那我们先来看它的前半部分 fake it.
Fake it. Okay, so fake means not real.
假的。
So if you're faking something, it means that you're kind of pretending.
就是在假装。然后后半部分那个You make it, 这个 make it 是什么呢？
成功。
成功。所以这句话的意思就是，如果你想成功的话，你前面就要什么？就要假装吗？就要骗人吗？
No, it's not like you want to cheat people. It's like, for example, after you make it, after you succeed, maybe you will wear very nice suits, very nice clothing. But if you want to fake it, then just buy the clothes first.So then people look at you and say, oh, that's a successful person. I want to do business with that person.
还有我就想到我们就是开言自己的例子啊。我记得刚创业的时候没有人知道我们，然后没有用户。But you still need to, you know, you need to get a team, right? To do all the lessons, to develop the app. 其实这个阶段就有点像 fake it. We were making all those lessons really for nobody. 因为没有 user. But, you know, if you don't do that, you will never make it.
That's right, that's right.
好 fake it till you make it. 好那接下来的这一条呢意思也有点像。
Well, this one, you snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. 我很鼓励大家配套看我们今天的文本，因为这些词它都是押韵 rhymed, 所以它们的拼法其实也有一些规律 right? The spelling.
Yeah, well, that's what's funny, is because rhyming and spelling, they don't always match. You might look at two words that you think maybe should rhyme, but actually they don't.
是的，像这里呢，这两个词的拼法虽然有一点点不一样，但它的读音是一样的。第一个词 you snooze 就是对，我们有的时候看那个比如外国的漫画，一个人在睡觉会有 zzzzz 就这个 snooze
yeah, he's snoozing
就 打呼吗？还是
It could also be
snoring.
It could be sleeping in general.
Okay.
It could be a nap. It could be at night. It's just sleeping.
反正你就不在工作，你就不在奋斗。So if you do that, if you snooze, what happens?
You lose.
Oh, lose meaning you're not winning.
You're not winning. Now the other meaning of this one is kind of something like you're too slow.
Oh, so, okay.
Like, if there's, maybe there's only one cookie left, and Jenny really wants that cookie, but I get it first, I would say, oh, sorry, you snooze, you lose.
Oh, you're too slow. 就是要抓紧时间，是不是？脚步要加快。好，那再接下来这个呢，很多朋友应该也听过，那就是
No pain, no gain.
对 ,no pain, no gain.、这真的是两个字从 spelling, 拼法和 pronunciation 都非常一致的，很规则的。
Yeah, everything's exactly the same.
对，没有付出就没有收获。OK, 好，那接下来的这一个，诶，和上面几个意思一样吗？Make it or break it?
This one is, well, we've got make it again, right?
Right, like fake it till you make it.
Yeah, but this one, kind of here, it means a situation where you will either succeed or you will fail.
Oh, okay, 50-50.
It's 50-50, right? So we often use this phrase as an adjective. For example, this is a make it or break it situation.
哦，就是说一种危急的情况，就是这一次如果我们不成功的话，就会失败。
Right, right. Or more modern, I guess we've been around for a while, like maybe Apple or Samsung. You know, they are competitors, they need new products, new brands. So you might say for a company, this is really a make it or break it time for whatever the next big thing is in tech.
就是很 critical, 很至关重要的那个情况。
That's right.
好，那再接下来这个，这是讲犯罪吗？ Crime.
Okay, so if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Do the time. 这里的 time, 时间，它其实是讲的 time in prison.
Time in jail.
In jail,、right. 对。So if you can't do the time, 如果你不想进监狱的话 then...Don't do the crime.
Right. Now, this one you can play with a little bit. All of the other ones we've talked about, they don't really change. Like, you don't say no pains, no gains. This one does get played with a little bit. Also, for example, when we're talking about someone in jail, we usually say he or she is doing time.
Okay.
But we don't say doing the time.
Okay. 好，那接下来我们要分享的两句小格言呢，都跟人的名字有关。
Yeah, these ones kind of, these ones don't really have much truth in them, in that aphorism sense.
对，可是我觉得日常口语里用的特别多。
Yes.
比如我们今天要录音，要录什么 topic 呢？我就可以问 Adam, "What's the plan, Stan?"
Who's Stan?
对你可能很想，因为 My name is not Stan.
It's Adam, Jenny.
但这就是一个小俏皮话。
Yes, exactly. So, what's the plan, Stan? We could also just say the man with the plan.
Oh, Adam is the man with the plan.
Yes, unfortunately, woman does not rhyme with plan.I know it's spelled the same.
以前写格言的人 very sexist.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so what's the plan, Stan? 任何需要计划的不管是工作或者我们晚上去哪里吃饭你都可以这样问。
Yeah, and I think even if your friend was a girl, the friend who is making the plans, you could still say, what's the plan, Stan?
Right.
It's not going to matter.
Exactly.
Or you could say, what's the plan, Jan?
就让它 rhyme.
Yeah, it's a girl's name.
How, what's our next phrase?
Well, maybe the plan is something that you really don't want to do.
Oh, 对. Then you can say...
No way, Jose.
No way, Jose.
I love this one.
最近我儿子很喜欢说这句话。
Yeah, exactly. These two here are, they're really great for kids as well. Because, of course, kids, you've got to make lots of plans.
对对,然后你的小孩不喜欢你的 plan. No way, Jose.
No way, Jose.
Okay, Jose 是一个 Spanish name,
yes.
right? 西班牙语的。然后他这句话的重点其实就在于那个 no way, like I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, no way, no way.
好，那我们刚刚讲的这些例子啊，就是什么跟朋友 make plan 之类的， 接下来的这三句格言呢，都是和朋友和友谊有关的。
Okay, so the first one here is, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
嗯，我非常喜欢这句话。这个 to me is a real aphorism,、
mm-hmm.
是一个真的格言哦。There's so much truth and wisdom in this.、
Mm-hmm. I must admit, when I was younger, I didn't really understand this.Because I thought, you know, like, who are your good friends? Well, aren't your good friends someone who give you something?
对。
But this is someone who needs something from you.
对,这句话, a friend in need, 如果一个人 in need, 就是他需要帮助。
They need help.
对，然后后半句是 is a friend indeed.
Indeed, yeah.
Indeed 就是啊，确实是、
mm-hmm.
一个需要帮助的朋友才是你真正的朋友。
Yes.
对，是好像有点反的。
It's, yeah, again, this is really something that confused me when I was younger, but the older I get, the more sense it makes.
嗯，所以如果 I'm in need of help, 你会帮我吗、
Jenny is a friend indeed.
Indeed. Okay, thank you. 好，那当然朋友之所以会成为朋友，可能是你们志趣相投，然后有很多相似的地方，对吗？
That's right. So here is a time that we could say, birds of a feather flock together.
Birds 就是小鸟，然后 feather 呢就是羽毛。Birds of a feather 就是它们羽毛很像的。
Mm-hmm.
They flock together.
Okay, so flock is just something that some animals do. It just means
一群成群。
Yeah, or it means the group moves.
Right, right. They flock together. 所以它的意思就是物以类聚。哎，物以类聚可以是褒义，也可以是贬义的。那英文这句话呢？
Oh, it's both. Yeah, you can,it can be like, you know, your two sons are very similar and, you know, they're very polite and blah, 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 blah. Or maybe, you know, there's some other kids at their school.
Bad influence.
They're really bad and the bad kids will stay together.
Oh, okay. 就是近朱者赤，近墨者黑哈。This next one is really short, but very sweet.
Yes. In fact, I could even say that this phrase is very near and dear to my heart.
And this phrase is...
Near and dear.
Near and dear. 对。但它经常用就是用在 near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
比如说我讲到我的工作，讲到开言英语， I can say, you know, this is really near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, this job or my career, 是吧？
Your career is near and dear.
我亲爱的事业。好的，那我们今天最后要看的两个格言呢，我觉得和健康。The last one is definitely 和健康有关。This one I'm not so sure.
Obviously, it's about, yeah, it's about your health. Yeah, this is, yeah, 你放屁的时候。
这个是 Adam 他坚持要分享了，说好吧，好吧。
Well, we did research for this, and every single website, this was right at the top. So that's because, again, this is a very common thing that most people do.
Well, everyone does it.
Everyone does it, but everyone is so afraid to admit that they did it, right? So there's one strategy you can use if, say, you're in an elevator and suddenly, you know, people are going to know it's me. They're going to know it's me. So you can say, like, who did that? Who farted? Who cut the cheese?
然后呢?
Well, but then everybody knows the person that said that is actually the person that did it.
So, 就很此地无银三百两是吧?
He who smelt it, dealt it. And deal is like deal cards or deal. In this case, it's... So it's a great one.
He who smelt it, smell 就是闻, dealt it.
Dealt it, yeah.
Dealt, 就是你说 dealt card, 就是对像发卡
Give out,
然后这里我们发的不是卡 是 OK, 好好好这有点恶心啊最后 Let's end today's show on a healthy note.
Well, hopefully, you know, if you follow the advice of this last one, you might not need to follow the advice of the previous one. And that is, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
这个是很多朋友可能挺早学到的一句英语谚语、mm-hmm. 对吧 An apple a day 每天吃一粒苹果 keeps the doctor away
Yes, exactly
医生就会远离你然后你就会很健康
And of course I've heard many A lot of these are very old expressions、
right.
So people have had time to create answers to them almost、So the answer that often gets used for this one is An apple a day keeps the doctor away unless the doctor's cute, then put down the fruit.
什么意思啊?
Well, if the doctor is cute, you want to see him. You don't want to keep him away.
如果这个医生很帅或者很漂亮的话,那你就别吃苹果,你就天天去找他,是吧?
Put it down. put the fruit down.
Okay, 好, we hope you guys liked all of these rhyming phrases, these aphorisms we shared today. Which one was your favorite? 大家最喜欢印象最深刻的是哪一句格言呢？或者你知道什么英语的押韵格言？都可以在今天的留言里跟我们分享。感谢你收听今天的节目，也别忘了除了双语脱口秀，开言的会员课程也非常的精彩，而且能帮你更加系统性的提升英语。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye guys.